Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, I want to do an update to the sex bucket list that I started in the very beginning of this. I need to get my fucking ass in gear because literally, I mean, I've got like 60 days, well, a little under 60 days left here. So, and I really need to kind of figure out what my official start date was. It was in September sometime. I kind of always said September 1st, but I believe, anyway, I'll figure it out. But yeah, so let's say I roughly have 60 days. I mean, shit, I need to step it up. Well, first of all, let's talk about what I have scratched off since last time, which is very exciting. So G-spot orgasms. Yes, someone has found the way to do that. And it's been very rewarding. I'm not quite sure how else to put it, but very rewarding. And, you know, it's actually pretty fast compared to my clit, which can sometimes take a lot longer. So that's interesting. Although I'll say, here's the difference. It's kind of like, it's really strong, but for me, the difference between the G-spot and the clit is the clit can get overstimulated. It can get too sensitive. So like you kind of have to, after it's done, you have to stop, you know, once the orgasm is like stop licking or stop touching or rubbing or whatever, because, you know, I need just, you know, even just a few, 10 seconds or something, you know, break there. It's so sensitive, you know, like that's, you have to stop touching it. The thing with the G-spot is it doesn't do that. It, you know, for me anyway, it just, you know, you have one and it can be, I would say it's what it is it's strong more than intense. If that makes any sense. It's really just like, I don't know, maybe it's the area that inside of me that is sensitive, that's sort of like reacting. When I say it's strong, it's strong. Whereas like your clit kind of, it's small and it packs a punch, you know, it's like, boom, intense. And then it's done. So I don't know. I'm not sure if this is making any sense. Maybe to the females, it'll make more sense, but it's kind of the difference between really strong and intense, but they're both, I mean, I will, you know, I'll take any one of them any day as many times as I can get it. So I'm not, it's just that that's the way I experience them differently. And I wouldn't, you know, like trade one for the other. They're both great. But again, the G-spot, the cool thing about the G-spot is like, there's really kind of no downtime. It just kind of like, it's strong. And then it doesn't get, for me, mine doesn't get overstimulated. So that's a good thing. But yeah, so I can scratch that off the list. The next item I'm very, very excited about. I got my BBC. And the interesting thing was, you know, I didn't know kind of when that was just like, that's a bucket list item. Honestly, initially I'm thinking about like, you know, that might just be like a one-off scenario. You know, you're going to do that and you're going to scratch that off the list. The really cool part of this is that the guy that, you know, that I did that with, well, the guy that I met, he is a gem. I mean, that's just, I don't know. It's putting it mildly. That's not even close to the right way to put it, but I like him. I like him. I like him. He is so much fun. He's so fucking hot. Just damn sexy. And I can't wait to do more stuff with him. Like, I feel a BE type of connection with him, you know, just where I just, it's like, yes, you know, like when you, there's times when you just meet people and you're like, oh my God, this person is so cool. I'm so comfortable with them. I want to do a ton of stuff with them. And so I'm, you know, I'm excited to continue to do more things. And I have to put him up there on the guys. You know what? I just haven't thought of a nickname for him. It's interesting because usually a name will come to me very quickly. And I do have one. I mean, my gut instinct, I have one. I do have one, but it's just, it's not the norm. It's not the norm that I usually do. So I don't know why I'm still kind of stuck on waiting to see if something else jumps out there that, that would suit him. But I think I probably already know, you know, that the nickname that would suit him is just very generic, but it really isn't when it comes to him. But at any rate, yeah, so I, you know, there's that. Got my BBC. And I will say for the record, it is a BBC. And it's not too, it's just like, it's big, but it's not too big. That's the thing. You don't want, I don't want too big. I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't want it to be painful. This is like the guy that I talked about in my chemistry podcast where it's like, it just fills you up. I mean, you're like, holy shit. It's amazing. Yeah. It feels really, really good. And he's just a great guy. And I can't wait to, you know, do more stuff with him. Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of fun adventures. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And he did say he would do a podcast. So that'd be fun too, if he'll, you know, get on there with me. But, so there you go. Okay. So I have, those are the two things I have knocked off since the last update. And, I need to just step on it. Okay. So here's the threesome thing. I don't know what my fucking holdup is on this threesome thing. I think that, so the two guy thing, that's a little more of a, that's a harder dynamic to do. You know, the female, male, female, I have a couple couples right now that, you know, are interested. I think that's probably going to be my best bet for just right out of the gate for having a female experience. You know, what I'm kind of looking for though, I mean, this is what I've started to kind of glean from this is that, you know, I'm really more interested in the female part of that equation, obviously, because I've never been with a woman. So I'm curious as hell, but I'm also kind of nervous as hell, to be honest with you. I mean, when I sit and think about it, I kind of get like, it's almost like I'm, you know, like I'm going to have sex for the first time, you know, woo. It just, there's all this buildup in my head. And I really want to connect with the woman. And sometimes I find that, you know, sometimes I find that the couples are, when I get approached, you know, the female, you know, cause she really, of course, is in love with this guy, right? You know, I mean, as she should be. And, you know, I almost feel like, you know, it's going to be more, I can tell just from talking to them, like, it's going to be more about him when I really want it to be more about her and I, just only because I've, again, my point of view is I've never been with a female. And so to me, this is new and exciting and fun. And I want, you know, I want to fully experience that. And so, I mean, I've been with guys, you know, that this is not, you know, the prospect of being with another new guy, you know, it's not the same. It doesn't have the same allure, the same, you know, bubbles and tingles and, you know, all that stuff. So, I have to kind of, in that scenario, I'm really looking for the right female to appeal to me. And, you know, and I guess as awful as it sounds, you know, the guy will be secondary, you know, to me. He'll, I mean, of course I have to be attracted to him and all that stuff, but really my primary focus is like, can I click with her? You know, can I feel some spark? Can I, you know, can we kind of work up into a little flirty thing where I'm feeling like this will be exciting? But still I'm, and just for the record, I'm still stuck on my, you know, I don't want to go down on her. I want her to do all that fun stuff to me. I'm happy to, you know, kiss and lick certain things and, you know, and touch, you know, and rub and all that, you know, and I'll do as much as I can. I still have this, I don't know why. It's like, I don't want to eat pussy. I do not know why. I do not want to do it. But that's how I feel about it. So, and I, you know, I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling that, you know, after my first experience, that could change. You know, I could, you know, after I get over the initial hump, it's like, you know, when you first start having sex, you're like, it's just going to be penis to vagina contact. I mean, I don't know. Do I want to, how much farther do I want to go outside of that box on the first time? You know, I mean, it's like, let's just cover, can we just get some basics done here? And then from there, we'll go, we'll see what happens. And it's just so funny. It's so funny to feel like that, like to feel like nervous and kind of giddy about it, because obviously, hello. I mean, if you follow this, if you follow my blog, you know, or the podcast, I mean, this, certainly I'm no, you know, virgin. I've done some things, but it's strange when it comes to this, I still have this, you know, I feel like this excited little girl, and I want to, I kind of want to honor that a little bit, you know, I want to hang on to that, and I don't want to try to push it and let me, you know, and just have it be procedural. So, so I am waiting for the right dynamic, and that's proven a little bit more, you know, a little bit more difficult than I thought. Now the male, female, male, I haven't put much time into sourcing that lately. I do hope that I can get that done, but before the end of the year, I want to get all this done before the end of the year, but I kind of put that on the back burner a little bit. The next thing is dominating a guy, you know, doing the whole dominating him, teasing and denying. I mean, that stuff is hot to me. I could probably do that with, you know, one of the other guys that I see, I'm sure, or one, at least, I'm sorry, not one of the other, but at least one of them, you know, I don't know. I guess, again, sometimes it's where you approach things and you have sort of a certain thing in your head. It's like, you know, it's like same thing with, you know, being with a black guy. I met a lot of black guys along the way. And a lot of them I certainly could have had sex with. I was looking for the right guy to have that experience with. Because it's not just about, you know, it's not just about, obviously, it wasn't just about being with a black guy or having that BBC experience. It was about being with the right guy to make that experience the best that it could be. And for me, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that. And so, you know, I find myself using that criteria a lot on a lot of these things instead of just, you know, certainly I could not, you know, I could bang this stuff out in a week really if I wanted to, but I'm always interested in having it be the right way. And, you know, like I said, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but that's just sort of the way I approach it. So dominating a guy, I want it to be the right guy. And I do have, you know, thoughts on, you know, who I could do that with. So, you know, I'm still working that angle, you know, the whole dominating, tease and denial, and then the whole, you know, and then the whole cuckolding thing. I really still want to do that. Those are, you know, I'm not as I'm getting down. Well, I guess what I'm getting down to are the things that are sort of a little more technical in my mind, and then also some of the things that aren't as much of a priority. I would say that, you know, dominating a guy, it's not like I could live without it. I'm sure I'll have a chance to do it, but I would like, you know, I would like to do it. Let's say, you know, just because I said it, this is what I wanted to accomplish. I would like to have that experience before, you know, before this is over, before September 1st or whatever the actual end date is. I'll have to go back and look that up. Sex parties. So, the new guy that I'm seeing wants, we have plans to go to a sex party. So that'll be fun. And actually that's supposed to be with him, I think. And maybe that's next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. So anyhow, that would be, you know, that'll be a lot of fun. I have no idea. You know, I don't have any expectations as far as what I'm going to do, but, I think he's going to bring someone else too. That could be a threesome. That could be my first threesome, or, you know, or at least I'll go to it, you know, or not, you know, I don't know exactly what how that will roll out, but the sex party will be fun. And again, I'm not sure what I will or won't do. I think it's really just going to be like what feels right in the moment. I'm going to leave that one open to, you know, how I'm feeling, but I'm definitely looking forward to going, experiencing it. I'm sure it won't be the last one, but yeah, I'm excited to do that. Oh, the rape fantasy. It's interesting. I get so many comments on that. I don't put that in the Q&A usually because it's just, I kind of get, it's mostly, I think people, you just hear the word rape and it's a, you know, I get the stuff I get is, I don't want to say negative, but it's just, I think it's just surprising to some people. And what I want to point out is, you know, again, what I've said is this is a role play fantasy. It's consensual. It's not about, you know, an actual, you know, somebody accosting me on the street, unaware, without it being planned, with it being the right person, you know, having a safe word, you know, just taking all the precautions that you would when you're going to kind of go into that realm. It's still something that I fantasize about. It's still something I find sexually a turn on. Will it happen? This is one that I would say is the least likely to happen. Just because I don't know who I would do it with and how that would go. You know, I mean, it's probably just, you know, it's just probably the least likely to happen. I would like it if it did, but I'm not focused on making it happen. So, you know, it's probably, because I'm not focusing on it, it probably won't. International sex. I added that, I think, a while back, just saying that would be fun to do. And I still think that would be fun to do. And we'll see if I can squeeze that in again, you know, take a trip in the next, you know, 60 days. Again, I still have to like find somebody and, you know, I think what I'm getting down to is some of this stuff is a little more in depth and it's taking me a little more effort to source the right people for this. So, you know, these are the things that are just harder to do. And, you know, again, there could be some rollover. You know, I could carry some of this over into next year. I would like to knock it all off. And maybe it's just not, you know, maybe it's just not realistic, but I'll do my best. And I know I can see some things that, you know, are on the horizon. That's exciting. And, you know, and all the fun stuff. And I also need to do just like kind of a overall, you know, update, I think like a 345 day marker of, you know, like where I'm at from start to finish. It's amazing. I look at how much, how much I've done and who I've done and just all, I mean, like how much I've changed and, you know, through this whole process, it's really fascinating. I mean, some doors are probably some, you know, some doors are closed probably forever and others have opened. And it's just interesting how this has evolved and just changed me. And, also interesting how, you know, making sex a priority. I don't think I'm not going to want to stop doing that. I never want to fall back into where I was with that, you know, 3.5 year stint there of just sort of turning that part of myself off and not really giving it much thought. So, I went from giving it zero thought to like a lot of thought, a whole lot of thought. So, you know, I don't want to go back. So I'm not, you can't, it's kind of like once you step over that line, you can't really go back to it. But anyhow, so there you have it. Questions or comments, send those to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.